Then I saw in my dream that when they were got out of the wilderness, they presently saw a town before them, and the name of that town is Vanity. And at the town there is a fair kept, called Vanity Fair. It is kept all the year long and beareth that name because the town where it is kept is lighter than Vanity, and also because all that is there sold, or that cometh thither, is vanity. As is the saying of the wise, all that cometh is vanity.
What be the hubbub I hear?
'Tis the sounds of Vanity Fair.
Ah, I have heard me of this place.
It seemeth to be quite a busy place.
And so it is. Here are sold houses, lands, trades, places, honors, preferments, titles, countries, kingdoms, lusts and pleasures.
Oh my.
Moreover, thou shalt find merchandised here delights of all sorts, such as whores, bawds, wives, husbands, children, masters, servants, lives, blood, bodies, souls, silver, gold, pearls, precious stones, and whatnot.
I trust there is no more to your list, dear evangelist.
Nay, but you may also see at all times jugglings, cheats, games, plays, fools, apes, knaves, and rogues of every kind. Here, too, are to be seen, without admission tickets, thefts, murders, adulteries, false swearers, and those all of a blood-red color.
Will I be of a good mind to go around this modern Sodom and avoid of these things altogether?
And I second the thought. Is there a better way?
Nay. He that would go to the celestial city must pass here through, for this city lieth squarely in the path to life.
But why did the Master lay the path through here?
'Twas not his doing. 'Twas almost 5,000 years ago that Beelzebub, Apollyon, and Legion saw that this was the way all pilgrims traveled. Therefore did they contrive to set up this fair, that they might thereby ensnare pilgrims.
Then is there no way round?
Nay. He that would avoid this town must needs go out of the world.
Then have all pilgrims passed through the city?
Aye. Most notably the Prince of Princes himself. Beelzebub himself did attend upon him, and invited him to buy of his vanities. When he did bravely resist, then did he take him from street to street, and show him all the kingdoms of the world in a little time. Then he offered them all to him, if he would but do him reverence.
But he did strike him back with the sword of Scripture.
Aye, he passed clear through this town without laying out so much as one farthing for its vanities, and so did set us a noble example.
Which I intend to follow with a whole heart.
Now be our chance, for we are in the town.
And I be off to seek more souls. God be with thee.
Farewell, dear evangelist.
The Lord prosper thee.